go.
All right, the subliminal messaging I get. Unfinished.
All right, at 7:06, I call this meeting to order, and we can start with attendance.
Okay. The attendance question is, what is your favorite scent? And whoa, we'll start with Senator Alders.
Vanilla.
Senator Ash.
Leaves.
Senator Fisher.
We lost scents. Flowers.
Senator Forsberg.
Spring air.
Senator Cabede.
Incense.
Senator Maurer.
Definitely like that spring air impression.
So I'm hearing Senate outside today. Sorry.
Says the check chair.
I'll figure it out.
Lavender.
We totally could. I was thinking about lavender.
Senator Bandari. Senator Seppelt.
Rain.
Senator Fesshausen. Senator Davison.
Okay, stick with me. It's weird. Cucumber, but like not a cucumber, like the scent of cucumber.
Mm-hmm. Like Bath and Body Works,
like a lotion.
Cucumber deodorant and cucumber candles.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's amazing.
Nice. Senator Hernandez.
Like Christmas.
Chair Allard.
Bring it back to
cinnamon. Chair Brown. Chair Doran.
Pine trees. I couldn't remember what they were called.
Parliamentarian folk.
Mine's kind of oddly specific. The perfume White Shoulders has a very like nostalgic place. It was my grandma's favorite perfume. It's my mom's favorite perfume. So.
Squad perfume.
Got it. Chair Happy.
It's like a very specific scent.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's like.
Sorry.
A Middle Eastern scent.
Oh, gotcha. Thank you.
Chair Learned.
I really like cedar, amber, mossy smell, like that earthy, woodsy.
Co-President Mankey.
Cop.
Co-President-elect Nelson.
I really like the wood and vanilla candles, so maybe that.
Co-President Alono.
Okay, I'm in between three. Is the rain in Arizona? There's
what?
These specific trees. I don't know what they're called. It smells amazing. Japanese cherry blossom. Oh. Yeah, and then the blonde vanilla tobacco candle.
Mm-hmm. I thought rain and Arizona were one, and I was like, oh.
It's very specific.
Arizona rain.
Advisor Rubel.
Gardenias.
Mm-hmm. Chair Taylor. Chair White.
Pine trees.
Director Wyam.
Yeah, evergreens.
And Ombudsperson Carlson.
My favorite perfume.
Thank you.
All right, we can now move into approval of the minutes. Are there any discrepancies with last week's minutes? Minutes are approved. Mm. We will now move into community comment. Does anybody from the community wish to comment? Seeing none, we can move into committee updates. Are there any committee updates? Seeing none, we can now move into old business. Is there any old business? Seeing none, we can now move into new business. And up first, we have the Eta Sigma Pi mini. Is that how you say it?
Phi?
I don't speak Latin.
I don't speak.
Yep, so we received this request.
It's not Latin.
It's Greek.
And you're Greek,
yeah.
Jenna. You're They're the same in my mind. They blend together. Like, Percy Jackson, guys, that was like a conflict in my mind. I don't know what they were talking about. Anyways, that was a side note. Co-President-elect Nelson sent in this budget request for the
I don't know what department it is anymore now. I thought it was Latin, but I'm wrong. So this is for printing, a movie night, and then, I can't read anything, an event that they're having. They've received funding from other sources, too. It'll be like an open event to the student body as well as movie night with snacks and everything. Co-president-elect Nelson can explain more.
Yeah, so because of COVID, this is for the Classics Honor Society, which is like a club on campus, and everything kind of got messed up, and so we kind of restarted this semester, which is why it's been put in late. I mean, we didn't even know who our president was. And so this Uprooting Medea event, which is the most costly one, that would be like a Zoom lecture from students at Brown and students who it's like an all BIPOC theater group out of Oxford who would do a presentation on how Medea has been represented in modern drama and stuff, so, and how to make it more how it might have actually been interpreted differently, basically, is what the lecture's gonna be about. And so we have $800 of funding for that and just need $200 to cover the rest. And then the movie night will also be opening the student body. We've secured the movie already, so. Mm-hmm. Hi, Yolda.
Co-president Alona Vidalis.
I'm just curious when the event is.
I believe it will be May 2nd.
I yield.
Okay. Quick question. So, just who's Medea?
What
it's
is?
I think it's like a play done by Aristophanes. I know, I'm a classics major, so I should know this, but I don't think I ever read it.
Point of information, Medea is an old it's
Wikipedia.
An ancient Greek mythology, and it's based on the Odyssey, it's the Argonauts and Jason, and they go off and
that
Medea.
Is the Odyssey.
The Odyssey is with Odysseus.
Yeah.
Not Jason.
It's not Jason.
Anyways. Well, they haven't pulled up now, but Medea is an she got real screwed over by Jason, and then they don't get married, but she ends up killing their kids and Jason in a fit of rage. She's very powerful. She's a powerful sorcerer.
Come on.
Girl power.
Thank you.
No, it's fine. I love Greek mythology. Yeah, Medea and the Argonauts.
What?
Yeah, we can now open discussion. Is there any discussion on the topic?
Jason.
Or any motions?
Senator Alders?
I would motion to vote on the mid-year.
Do we have a second? Senator Maurer? Senator Alders, you have the floor.
I don't feel like this is a very expensive budget to approve, and I feel like they did a good job of explaining what the purpose of it was, so I think that it should be approved.
Senator Maurer?
Sounds cool. I yield my time.
Great.
Is there any more discussion? Seeing none, we can now move into a vote. All those in favor of passing the mid-year? All those opposed? Mid-year passes. Awesome. Up next, we have the Queers and Allies mid-year.
Yeah, so we received a mid-year from Queers and Allies. Let me pull up their email because they did a really good job of explaining things.
Wow, very specific.
Okay, so they're planning a dance event for April 22nd. Currently have $1,000 allocated for this event. This is like their gay prom. However, the estimated cost is surpassed by several $100s. The money is being oriented towards bringing in the drag queen Victoria DeVille, I want to say. Back for a solo set of performances during the night in order to also have refreshments and decorations for the theme. Additional funding is required that is not currently present in our nine lines, but we're unable to absorb the cost. This is the itemized list that the organization members have assembled of costs. There are several breakdowns based on what would be most desirable, a middle compromise, and then a low request with total costs across the top. We understand that Senate funding is tight this year, hence the multiple options if there are questions. Yeah. So we kind of went through this. It all seems like
pretty reasonable. Like $500 with what we have right now is not that much. And especially since it is like a prom and a big event that they're putting on, we just allocated them, or are recommending to allocate just the full $500 that they have requested. Yeah, they previously in total had been allocated $4,700. They've spent $3,300, and this is their last big event of the semester, of the year, I guess. So, I mean, we'll still be getting quite a bit of that money back, too. But, yeah, open for questions.
Co-President Alona Morales?
So, my question is, I thought we already funded this. Are they just asking for, like, a little bit more?
Yep, they're asking for more. We funded $1,000 for bringing in the drive-thru.
Thank you. I yield.
Oh, Chair Hathi?
I'm roommates with the co-president, Zach and Alyssa, and as you can tell, Zach did a very good job with doing this, and I feel like since it is Zach's senior year and this org is his child and he built it from the ground up, I think it would be nice if you're able to help support him and do this thing before he goes and graduates.
Senator Alders?
Motion to vote on the mid-year.
Do we have a second?
Huh. Great for all.
Senator Maurer? Senator Alders, you have the floor.
I think this sounds like a great idea. I yield my time.
Senator Maurer, you have the floor?
Yeah, sounds good. I yield.
Okay.
Is there any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we can now move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the mid-year? All those opposed? Any abstentions? Awesome. Seeing none, the Queers and Allies mid-year passes. All right. So up next we have kind of just continuing the discussion on the protest amendment.
Sorry. I forgot to pull it.
Okay. So Cabinet already kind of took a look at this. On Friday, this is basically kind of, and Megan, you can maybe help explain it a little better, but basically just a protest policy for the college that would go into the Gusty Guide, or?
Yep, we have one already, but it doesn't speak to any desired notification of the college that there might be a protest happening, so that the college, whether that would be the dean's office, whoever that would be, might be able to say, oh, okay, you want to do this, we might need to put out some cones and barricades so that you can safely be on Ring Road. Or, oh, you're going to march through the, I don't know, through Olin Hall. We should probably let the offices and the faculty in Olin Hall know so that they're prepared if they have to make adjustments to, you know, whatever. So this is sort of an additional part that and Lauren and Gabe can speak to it too. I think they've been involved, and maybe Christian. Are you on Student Academic Affairs?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. So I actually went to them weeks ago and said, hey, we're thinking about adding to this. Will you all talk about it, see what you think? So you all don't need to debate semantics, like, because I can write policy, like that's what I do. I'm not worried about that. I don't need an exact draft, but what I need is sort of the essence of what you all think about a protest. It's not a protest approval process because there isn't an approval. But a protest registration or a protest notification, and what the pros versus the cons are, because we also understand that the cons are that sometimes the whole idea of protest is sudden, spontaneous, put together as quickly as possible, and to kind of, I don't want to say take by surprise, but kind of, that increases people's awareness, right? If they're kind of taken aback and taken by surprise, and they go, whoa, what is this? So I'm just wanting to hear a discussion on the floor, and the committee could add if they wanted to, about what you all think about some sort of notification type of thing that maybe would just go like to the Dean of Students office, and then we would only notify, like, again, those directly affected by the plans for the protest.
And then just a point of information, like, you wouldn't get in trouble if you, like, didn't go meet with the dean of students?
Well, I mean, that's what you all should talk about. And there's two levels, right? Some colleges say you need to come meet with someone in the dean's office to sort of plan out the details. Again, not in an approval process, but more of a logistical, oh, okay, you're planning to do that. Actually, you can't block the entrance to a classroom. If you do that, you could get in trouble for that. That's not allowed. So some time, place, and manner suggestions, sort of a little coaching conference kind of thing. So there's two pieces. So there's meet with somebody, recommended, have to, or whatever, and then just like sort of file some paperwork that says, hey, we're going to do this. Or nothing at all. Leave it as it is right now. Committee members, do you want to add anything? Lauren?
Yeah, I think that the changes we're looking to possibly make are, like Megan was saying, mostly to ensure the safety of those participating in the protest and everyone else around them. You know, without like specific details, I know that there are some people on this campus that have experiences or trauma relating to protests, and that's really difficult. And so we want to make sure that our campus as a whole feels safe and respected while also preserving the right to express yourself. So yeah, we just are looking for your input.
Senator Kabede?
So I'm not sure if we have openly answered this, but as you said, some protests can be very spontaneous and they might not have a proper organizer or something. What would be the consequences for students who participate in those protests when they don't have an organizer?
Right. That's a question. There's not an answer to it, but yes, you could try to answer it if you wanted to, or the floor could talk about what you wanted to do or didn't want to do, or what you think about that. But yeah, I mean, I've heard others say too, like consequences, right?
So I have some thoughts about this. Yes. One moment. So as someone who has protested on and off campus, first of all, we pay tuition to go to school at Gustavus, and it's really important that we understand that we're paying for something, and if we are dissatisfied with it in any way, it is our right as students and it's our right as Americans. Like, our First Amendment right is to go out and protest, and the point of a protest is to bring awareness to issues, and my concern with a policy like this, as it is written, is that a lot of student organizers, I am very fortunate that I have had a great working relationship with staff at the school, but the majority of student organizers do not have that. The way that this is written, that adds another jump. So when you are unsatisfied and you want to protest, it is your right to be spontaneous and to go out and to do these things. But a lot of student organizers are uncomfortable talking to staff at the school, and especially administrators at this school. And that's unfortunate, but I think that having something like this creates an extra jump, and that this is something that students would go out and protest about, because you should not have to, well, you shouldn't have to notify the school if you're going to be protesting against the school in any way, shape, or form. If it becomes like a safety thing, like if you're going to be out in Ring Road or whatever, you know, those are the kind of things that organizers think about ahead of time. You understand that you can't block the road, you can't do things like that. When it comes down to like student safety, that's one thing, but I worry that out of context that mm-hmm. this could be used as like, who didn't go talk to the dean of students to get their talk about the protest? Who did? You know, it's going to become that back and forth of who does go, who doesn't, and then what happens? So like the sit-in last year, no one went to the dean of students office, no one got any of that approved. I had friends of mine who were scared that they would not be able to walk at graduation if people found out that they helped organize that. We student organizers and activists are well aware of the consequences and things on them that could come from the school's end. And I feel like, taken out of context, that this could be used against the students if they're like, well, you didn't go talk about this. So these are the consequences of your behavior. And that'll be taken out of context, and it could be used as a way for the school to retaliate against students who protest. And I am very worried about that because that's a very legitimate fear that a lot of student activists and organizers have, because they are scared of a lot of the staff at the school. They don't feel comfortable working with them. But yeah, I yield my time. Co-president Ilona Vidalis.
Yeah, and we kind of talked to Advisor Rubel about this today. So as Senate, like, we could decide to just maybe draft something that they can use. We can decide not to do anything about it, or we can just give some, like, feedback and ideas about what we would want this to look like. Personally, like, this is my personal opinion, I feel like there's already something about how any protesting on campus just needs to be peaceful, and if it's not peaceful, and if you're, like, you know, I feel like most students know, like, you can't write chalk on the, like, buildings, or you'll get in trouble with campus safety, or you can't, like, block any, like, roads or entrances. So I feel like that's something that we've already known. Like, I don't know, I feel like the sit-ins were actually pretty peaceful last year, and I feel like we just went based off of what was online already. So I don't know how much good this will do. I think it'll anger students more than actually help. And especially that last part, students should be prepared to assume the consequences of their behavior. I think we kind of talked about how that kind of seems a little threatening as well. So I don't really know what y'all are thinking, but we can definitely, like, we should just voice our opinion or, like, give some feedback if they are going to rewrite this, because they will. We might as well give them our thoughts. I personally think, like, just have it be known that students are encouraged to talk to them or, like, to give admin a heads up, but you won't, like, get in trouble if you don't, because at the end of the day, if it's a peaceful protest, you can't really get in trouble. So that can kind of be a personal option, whether you wish to notify any admin members or, like, campus safety. I don't know, we can kind of just get that discussion started and maybe some feedback points that we would want to give, or we can draft something together too, but I feel like we won't reach a consensus on what to draft, so I think it's just better if we give our kind of our opinions on what the policy should look like. I yield my time.
Co-President Menke?
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize, like the previous speaker said, that we do pay to attend this institution, so we reserve the right to, you know, make demands for if things aren't going our way. You know, like, if there's a situation that is going really wrong, and if we aren't able to do something about it as one element of the voice of the students, then, you know, taking it to the streets and making it more direct is a good way to make a message more known. And that's something that has been used over my 4 years here to really great effect. Like, I think about Groundswell, I think about the climate strike, and I think about, yeah, the sit-in last spring as well, which has led to some pretty considerable changes. Or at least I hope will continue to lead to more changes. So I think it's good that we have a free sort of atmosphere of civic engagement and protest. And I think this proposed regulation on its own, like in a vacuum, doesn't do anything because it offers an optional path for student organizers to get more information from the Dean of Students. But I would agree that it does have somewhat of a chilling effect with the final phrase. And I think as a matter of phrasing, that part right there might just go without saying, that of course student organizers and protesters are responsible for their actions, but being more clear about what those are can help prevent surprises for would-be student organizers from having any unanticipated effects or backlash from the college. So being direct and clear and honest would be the best way to go. So with that, yeah, I'm interested to see what you all think. Thank you.
Chair Taylor?
Shouldn't ask for the authority to can I protest, because if it doesn't, it'll be used to a tool. You didn't register, but these people did, so you're in a problem. Like, I don't like that. It seems oppressive, which is exaggeration, kind of, but I'm against it, because it's patronizing to me, at least, that, oh, you have to ask us before you can do anything, and I think it stops conflicting opinions, because I think, was this a response to the chalk?
Mm-hmm.
So I, no? All right. But, no, I just think it's, that's what it is,
mostly.
So,
okay.
Sorry.
Senator Kabede?
Yeah, I agree with most, almost all of my previous speakers. I would just say, since it's a very rare thing that, I mean, it's not an everyday event that everybody protests every day. I mean, it rarely happens. So I don't think there will be a need for registration, considering how students wouldn't want that to happen as well. But if the Dean of Students is actually worried about the safety of students, instead of coming to the Dean of Students, we can try to be the can try to mediate and let them come to the student senate without any faculty being present. That would be way better than them actually having to face to the actual administrators who can have actual power and punish them. I yield.
Chair Learned?
Yeah, in this current iteration, I personally have a few issues with it. I think it sets kind of a slippery slope because we as students and as human beings have a right to free speech in this country. We also have a right to, I mean, the public is allowed to walk on the sidewalks and you're allowed to take up space. And if you aren't allowed to gather and take up space together, which is what a protest is, it just seems kind of counterintuitive to the community that Gustavus upholds. You know, we talk a lot about being supportive of each other and being able to speak out and speak for ourselves and speak as adults. And having to kind of go through a administration role to even speak out against something just seems like a huge barrier that a lot of students would not be willing to cross or would just ignore, which would just defeat the entire purpose of even having some sort of policy written in. And then we're punishing people for protesting, which is our actual, you know, rights to protest. And also another issue I have is if, you know, this goes the way of you have to go speak to administration, and then I'm using Megan's example from earlier where students may be marching in Olin. If you warn the people in Olin, maybe the same exact administrators or faculty in that building are the people being protested against, and it's so much easier to just turn a blind eye if you aren't even there. If you go, oh, there's a protest against me happening, great, I'm not gonna be there. So giving like forewarning in that aspect also just seems entirely detrimental to the point of a protest, in my opinion. I yield my time.
Chair Doran?
Yeah, I think that like the goal of this, like the intention behind this is for people who need additional resources and are concerned about student safety, having that like avenue for student safety and additional resources. But as like previous people mentioned, I think that those who are planning these things do take those things into account. And so if we have anything, I think the only thing should be like, if you're concerned or need guidance or need support, like here are some places you can turn to guide, rather than you're encouraged to register. Like I know that many people have been speaking with similar like opinion, so I don't need to speak to that anymore. But I think that like there's a common agreement that like the goal of this isn't to be like, you must register and this is what needs to happen in order for you to hold a protest, but provide an avenue for that to happen. I just believe that those who are planning it like have taken these things into consideration and will take the steps necessary to keep them and those that they are protesting with safe, because of the point of a protest, and we don't need to detail that anymore. But so my recommendation is to not come about it from a way of having it so like, if you're encouraged to do this, but you don't have to, but also you could, like, there could be consequences to your actions, but we all know that, like, but rather just have like, if you're curious about how to get sign, like ways to block off Ring Road, or if you're curious about what policies are in place regarding protesting, or if you're curious about what policies are in place about gathering in certain areas during certain times, either as recommended, Student Senate can be there as a like mediator, like, oh, we can tell you about this, because sometimes it's about disclosure of who's planning things and the fear behind that. But otherwise, like, here are the rules. Here's what will happen, and here are the people you can contact if you're concerned about this, this, or this. Rather than having it be like a one-on-one meeting, and this idea of submitting details of a proposed event. Yeah. So I don't have anything other than that to say. So I yield my time.
Mm-hmm. Senator Alders.
I just wanted to go back and like touch on my thoughts of the idea of like being able to forewarn the community, because sometimes protests are triggering events for people. I personally feel like the effects of that are minor compared to like the idea of like stifling out someone's ability to protest. And further, like Gustavus has such a large, like the student body itself has such a large social media platform just across the board that I feel like there would be, I feel like as soon as a protest started to happen, it would be on social media. And if it was, if you as a person knew that like coming in contact with the protest or like being around it on campus would be triggering, you would have the opportunity to avoid it before being forewarned by administration because of how large the social media presence here is. That's just all I had to say.
Senator Fisher?
Yeah, I guess a lot of people, or a lot of previous speakers, have actually really kind of touched on. I was going to recommend, just like a previous speaker talked about, having more of a resources page rather than like a, you need to talk to somebody, because I feel like that would just be more helpful to anyone who's maybe planning for the first time or their first year or something, etc. But no, I fully agree with a lot of the previous speakers. I mean, I think about the fact that if it ever did get to the point where it was like there will be consequences of their behavior, then that's like, that's civil disobedience. And to me, this is a step to try to make it like obedient civil disobedience, and I just don't feel like that really fully mixes in my head as much. Like, it's just letting the people you're going to protest against, well, not exactly the people, it's not exactly students, but to groups of people that you may be protesting against or et cetera, that you're basically letting them know, like, I don't know. There's something about that that just doesn't kind of sit right with me, and that's what I have to say. Anyway, give my time.
Chair White?
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to add, since everything has already basically been said, is that I just feel like this has the idea that there are people that would be willing to come forward. And I think part of this is the fact that, like, in a big student-led protest, the students who are leading don't want to be leading. They want to participate. There are very few leaders. And so, yeah, I just feel like this is assuming that people would come forward, and I really don't think people would come forward, and I also don't think there are people in positions of power that would come forward, because there aren't positions of power in a student-led protest.
Mm-hmm.
I yield my time.
Chair Brown?
Just as a preface before my statement, I wonder if anybody knows the answer to this question. It's a point of inquiry. Does anybody know if there's ever been like an incident of like violence or like safety concerns due to protests on campus?
I think someone like burned a flag once or something, and that was it. I don't know. I heard that. I don't know if it was like
someone burned
a flag 1 year, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a fire that was the,
yeah,
the safety issue.
Not bad. There was a protest that closed down the main entrance, which was fine, but we didn't have any safety precautions in place. You know, that's traffic and vehicles and stuff, and so that like, couldn't get like barricades or campus safety officer or something down there just to kind of route traffic. And some other ones that have been very emotionally combative among various groups of students on campus, but not violent or destruction of property that I can remember in my 23 years here.
All right, well, all I have to say is I think that this feels more like a countermeasure than something that doesn't really have a history of happening on campus. So it feels a little awkward, to say the least, to have this come out because it feels almost as if it's putting a negative light on protests and protesters, when for the most part it sounds like, at least within the Gustavus community, they've been generally pretty respectful or considerate. I feel like if there ever were any instances of something like that happening, such as like violence or destructive property or like, you know, like a little scuffle happening, I feel like it would make the most sense, because regardless of this, I feel like something like if something like that were to happen, it would just happen anyways. I feel like it would probably make the most sense to just kind of let protests happen as they were and just let campus safety deal with whatever happens. Because it sounds like, at least from the previous speakers, people who have more experience with protests than me, that everyone involved is generally pretty well informed, and that they're, for the most part, just trying to get their message out. And so this feels maybe a bit counterintuitive to, I guess, like, the spirit of, like, what's supposed to be happening.
Co-President Alona Vidalis.
Okay. I agree with everything that has been said. I think the best idea moving forward, it just seems, I don't know, like antagonizing having to talk with someone who is in a position of power, especially one that you would be protesting against. So maybe like you have like, I don't know, maybe like a Google form and maybe some like website, or you could have just like your own link to like go look at like protest guidelines or like suggested guidelines, and having links to resources. And you can have that say like, this is what the actual college policy is versus this is what is suggested by whatever office. And I think, I don't know, having a link to resources is also really important. As well, maybe, I don't know, I just feel like any student wouldn't feel comfortable going to someone who is in a position of power. So maybe having like a student group, if you do decide that you want to have like students coming to talk to somebody, then maybe they can come to the Senate. I really like that idea. I don't know that they'd be willing to come to Senate just because of our ties with administration as well. But maybe having like, I don't know, a working group or something like that. I don't know. Something where people can just go. I understand. I think the main thing is just having like a heads up if things are going to get like rowdy. So I don't really know. But especially having maybe like resources to campus safety, or hey, if you're planning on like blocking this entrance, like here's what you should do. Or here's some links to like talk to whatever office it is. And maybe like you can tell like the building or whatever, give them a heads up, but they don't give anybody else a heads up. So that could be something to think about. We also like don't need to vote on anything. This is more just like tossing ideas out there, which I think is really important that we just give as much feedback as we can, because this is the most say we're going to have in this. So yeah, I don't know. That's kind of my thoughts. I really like the idea of just having like maybe something anonymous. And I also think it'd be really hard to pinpoint exactly the student leaders, like Chair White said, because it is pretty shared. And I think, you know, like that student would be afraid. I also think it's important that we take a look at what like repercussions would look like. Personally, I think if you are destroying property or whatever, like you're subject to the student conduct board, subject to any laws and fines that you break, making that known as well, maybe like within the same website or whatever, like here's what can happen if you don't have a peaceful protest. And you kind of write those guidelines and say like what can happen to the student if they don't follow that. What you can be charged with, you know, like if you're burning something, like, hey, like that's arson. So maybe you should know that you can get charged with that before you do that at a protest. So yeah, maybe we would want to think about like repercussions and stuff like that. I yield my time.
Co-President Menke.
I think, yeah, if we're throwing out like ideas and things that we should consider, this one's a little out there, but I think it's something that we should still like consider heavily, because misinformation is becoming more prevalent around the world, and we're not immune from that. I think if we move towards an anonymous system, especially where protest leaders are reluctant to identify themselves to the administration, someone posing as a leader of an upcoming protest could possibly feed misinformation to the administration, which could cause the administration to maybe overreact or possibly, you know, divert resources to a place where they're not needed. Like if somebody says, "Hey, we're gonna block the exit, we're gonna block the entrances to a certain building," like if the administration believes that and wants to respond to it, it would be maybe a waste of time and resources. So we should spend time verifying this information, and it's just a possible concern that can come up. Hopefully, it doesn't. But if things are getting to a serious situation, then it could happen.
Co-President-elect Nelson.
I really agree with everything else that's been said by previous speakers. I think I'm more in favor of sticking with the current policy, and maybe if we want to have something that's like, if you want any advice, come to the Dean of Students. We could also think about, just going back to the beginning reasoning for this, we could maybe put in something like, if you think that your event or protest might be a really heavy topic that, or like protest structure that might be like uncomfortable for students on campus who have been through traumatic events or are war refugees or something like that, then I think maybe like, still I don't think you should have to assume the consequences of your behavior if you don't tell people, but I think out of just consideration for other students, if you want to, but that like wouldn't count for most protests, I think. I yield.
Chair Learned?
Yeah, kind of my final thoughts about this is, put casually, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think that our policy right now ain't broke. So, I mean, we've all seen successful, or most of us have seen successful protests on this campus. We've seen successful chalkings, and well, we've seen, you know, some other conflicts potentially. But, you know, most things have been well-rounded and peaceful. And I think as long as Duke Davis reiterates, if we do move forward in deciding that we want to kind of have a potential avenue for people that need extra resources, and you know, if this could be, you know, a webpage somewhere about protesting on campus, this would be my suggestion. We would definitely have to reiterate that Gus Davis supports any and all students that want to peacefully protest on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of having that reiteration in there is something that I think would be integral, because I think it would look really bad if we say, here's our guidelines on protesting, here's all your guidelines, now go. You know what I mean? We have to make sure that the student body understands that Gus Davis is still supporting our free speech and supporting our right to protest. So that's my final thoughts. I yield my time.
Senator Piela, also, did I spell your last name right?
Can't see.
Okay, great.
No, that's so sad.
Point of information.
I am just
Abby, kidding. Can you bring up the current protest policy from the Gus Davis Guide?
Yeah.
Just so everyone can see what it does speak to and cover. So
do I have to go into the...
Well, maybe it'll come up under that, but it might come under Gus Davis Guide.
I'll just go there.
And then it won't be the tab link, and it'll be a bunch of people that have nothing to do with the Gus Davis Guide.
Oh, no. Hey, Reed.
Hey, Reed. I just thought you should all see who Reed is. Ghosty Guide, okay.
Now go to Student Rights, Responsibilities, and Conduct Procedures.
Nice.
And then scroll down. There it is. Yep, that's what it is right now. And
it's too complicated. Yeah, sorry. Ah, it's gone. Okay. There you go.
So it does talk about the right of protest is recognized in the community, and, you know, we're about safety. Orderly picketing and other forms of peaceful protest are not to be prohibited. So I yield. Sorry, I just thought that might be helpful.
Okay, Senator Piela, you still have the floor.
Yeah, so I just wanted to clarify that we absolutely agree with what the previous speakers have said. We want to make this seem less scary and threatening. That's absolutely not our intention. And so your feedback has been super helpful. With the last part of it about consequences, I'm not entirely sure in which context that was written. But, you know, with your feedback, I'm not sure if that part is necessary, if, you know, there's no concrete rules that have been broken. Clearly, if you light something on fire, that's, you know, a different issue. But, you know, and also,
Arson.
I think language, like some previous speakers have said, like, if organizers would like supportive guidance in planning a protest or demonstration, they're encouraged to contact administration, but otherwise stating that it's not absolutely necessary, because we don't want to scare people off from expressing their discontent. So yeah, I'm just vocalizing that we appreciate your feedback, and we will definitely take that into account.
Do you yield your time, Senator?
I yield my time.
Thank you. I personally think that the chunk about just being encouraged to go to the Dean of Students or any member of the staff should just not be in there. Like a previous speaker said, that this is like being obedient when engaging in an act of civil disobedience. We're adults. we don't need to, we shouldn't have to go through another bump. This isn't high school. I organized a March for Our Lives and the walkout at my high school. I had to meet with the principal. I was 17. Like, you know, like that was very scary, but he needed to know because it was a group of children. We're a group of adults. We shouldn't have to go through another hoop to have our voices heard. And like I mentioned previously, you know, a lot of student organizers are genuinely afraid of retaliation from staff at the school or from different faculty. Like, it is a very real fear. And that's not just me saying that because I'm paranoid. Like, I am paranoid. But, you know, there's that fear of, like, okay, so in what context could this be used against a student? And I really worry that if a student comes in and is talking, you know, in any context about like a something that they want to do on campus, protest wise or whatever, that they might be discouraged from putting one on, and that this is like an extra vetting process of like, okay, which protests, you know, are coming up, or like what's going to be happening, you know, why, what's the school so scared of? It's anytime I've organized something or been in a protest, you know, we just sit there, you know, it's tracking. Like, there's not a whole lot to do in this area. So to me, this seems like it would be a policy written in response to something. And it seems like an unnecessary hoop and, quite frankly, a really patronizing and infantilizing hoop to jump through since we're adults. But, yeah, I yield my time. Co-President Ilona Vidalis?
No, I think this was a great discussion. I don't know, I guess just a little bit of feedback. I know in the other part of the Gusty Guide, when you're looking at, like, sanctions, for like underage drinking and smoking on campus, it does talk about how you'd like be subject to whatever the law is, and it talks a little bit about it on there. Maybe emphasize it a little more. Be like, I don't know. It's just a suggestion.
Oh, sorry. Did you want to?
Part of the repercussions.
Repercussions. Right, yeah.
Part. But yeah. You could be like, if you want to do a little section on what can happen if you don't follow the rules and regulations. I like how that's called out in the Gusty Guide for like. That part of student conduct, I think it'd be helpful in this case. But yeah, I think we had a pretty good discussion. I yield my time.
Ombudsperson Carlson?
I think this could have been a point of inquiry, but I didn't want to like interrupt anybody. Just like this discussion in general, is this more geared towards us looking at like editing this draft, or is it more geared towards like whether we should even have this policy in general? Because I feel like there's two kind of discussions happening. One about like kind of what it says in the draft, and one about whether we should even have this policy in general. So that's like open up for any answers if anybody like wants to prop this up, I guess.
I would say the first. Like editing, like adding to. Like, I don't think anybody in many, many years has ever really taken issue with any of the stuff that's already in existence. And so it was more like, should there be anything, you know, other institutions have moved toward more of registration or that kind of thing. So should we think about that here or not?
Yeah, so like this that's proposed here, like are we looking to, like, not that, but the other one.
Right.
Yeah, like are we looking to like edit that draft, basically?
That's what the committee came up with as a proposal to bring to the floor for discussion. That's what the Student Academic Affairs Committee came up with as, I think, just like sort of sacrificial draft, kind of,
yeah,
like, let's,
yeah,
just throw it out and see what people think about it. Lauren, would that be accurate?
Somewhat. I wasn't the primary writer of it, but I think it was more just to see what you guys thought, what you thought of.
I know.
Senator Forsberg?
I don't mean to say the same thing as everyone else, but I think this is difficult because obviously the Gustavus as an institution has the responsibility of protecting the students and the staff, and I don't know what the best way of doing that is. But I think an open dialogue between the dean of students and coordinators would be helpful, but it could also hurt people or be intimidating. So if there's another way of wording that, saying it's encouraged to maybe meet with someone if you're doing something that could be dangerous or potentially need other resources like campus safety, barricades, whatever. And then for the last part of that draft, students should prepare to assume consequences. I think that's basically what section E is already, is that disciplinary section sanctions could be, should be enforced. I almost think like just saying that as the last sentence would be better than saying assume consequences. It just makes it more clear that if you do something unpeaceful, not peaceful, that you'll be subject to those sanctions. Mm-hmm. I use my time.
Co-President Alona Vidalis.
Yeah, I also noticed that there was nothing about like hate speech or bias in that. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be smart to write something about how, like, even if it's a peaceful protest, like the college does not condone that, and like they can face like consequences for that as well. And yeah, I like the idea of like writing something that says like an open dialogue is encouraged with the dean of students or members of the administration if it's a heavy topic, a topic that could be traumatic, or a topic, you know, that can be triggering to some. Something along those lines. I think that'd be good. I think that'd be the case that students would be like, I feel like if organizers would know if it's a really like heavy subject, I'd like that being as part of the policy, just so that they can look at it and be like, well, we don't really know who to talk to. We don't know like how this will affect some students. So in that case, I would support coming to talk to administration. So yeah, having something along those lines, just saying like, hey, if it's a really like heavy subject and you don't really know how to go about it, come talk to someone, like you won't get in trouble. It's more of a heads up kind of thing. Mm. I yield my time. Is there any more discussion on the matter? Okay, seeing none, we can now move into the next agenda item, which is the DEI Google form.
Chair Doran and then Co-President Delano Vidalis.
I think it's a great idea to have some thing for senators to talk about while they're tabling. And so if anyone else has any ideas, something that they're passionate about or their committee's working on, related to Senate, of course, but that they want to have as an option as a QR code or printed out sheets, something like that, please talk to me and I can help organize that. And we can bring it to the Senate as well if you want, like, especially during announcements and stuff. But I would fully support making a QR code and having senators talk about it at tabling. I yield my time.
Great. Co-President Alona Vidalis?
Yeah, I have a couple suggestions. I was going to say you could definitely, like, join senators during their senating. Whoa.
Who's
during their tabling hours.
Senating tabling.
Senating hours. You could totally join them, print out some QR codes. You could have Chair Doran put the survey on the website.
Yeah, blog post.
I don't know. Yeah,
big
something like that.
Posted.
Spread it on social media. If you have a QR code, we could post that on the Student Senate Instagram. Other than that, though, it is kind of hard to get students to fill out surveys, so I don't know how much more we could do, if that makes sense. I yield my time.
Co-President-elect Nelson.
I know a lot of institutional surveys use gift cards to get students to take them, which I wish we didn't have to do that, but I don't know if we are able to do that per our guidelines or if
nope.
Megan has strings to pull.
No.
I yield then.
Senator Alders?
Okay, please no one judge me for this, but I would see if you can talk to the PAs and have them put the QR code on the One Spot upon. Like, I honestly, though, actually, I think that would might be a great way to reach people that are born. So, yeah.
Um. And also you could... You could also, like, with that, PAs can get gift cards because they have different money as well. Yeah, so you could be... You could see if they would support that, because I think DEI is also a part of their mission currently, so it wouldn't be, like, crazy for you to ask that. Yeah, I yield. Sorry.
Is there any more discussion? Is there any more new business? All right, seeing none, we can now move into announcements. But first we have administrative director.
Yes, so I have two things. So next week's meeting is in BEC 101. I will send a reminder in the email in the morning, but just so you know. And then the second thing is a reminder about the dessert social at the president's house. It's not our next meeting, but the meeting after that. It's at 5:45, and then after that we'll walk to Senate together. And then there's an RSVP form that I'm gonna send out tonight. It'll just be like, yes or no. And then, yeah, just fill that out, like, in a timely manner, please.
Okay.
Do we have information, if I can just add on to that? The idea in centralizing that RSVP through Gabby is then you don't each have to respond to Jean Noreen, how she asked you to do in the email, and I was like, I don't know if everyone will remember. We could just coordinate one
didn't
big RSVP.
We got that email.
Oh, that would be so great.
What?
So whether you did or didn't get,
email?
Tell Gabby if you're going or not, and make sure you let her know, and then she can send one thing to them with a number. Thank you.
Are you
good?
Okay. Chair Brown?
I just want everyone to have a big Easter break.
Chair Hathi?
Okay, this is like a really nitpicky thing, but for career development, I'm currently typing in or like filling in experiences. So if you have ever done an internship for credit or for not for credit, please log into Handshake and like put it in. It makes my job easier and it makes us easier because we do really need those numbers and like it means a lot to us. And if you have any questions, you can just like talk to me at some point. Yeah, I yield.
Co-President Menke.
Seniors, don't forget to take your yearbook photo. And also, putting this on your radar, on Wednesday, April 27th, we're doing May Day.
May Day.
Which is, yeah, Wednesday, April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, it's about growing peace builders. So we're inviting a couple of speakers. One of them is a Gustavus alum to talk about how we can grow as leaders in our community, to build our community, to hopefully a post-COVID future. So I would really encourage you all to check that out. And that's all, just a shout out. How you?
Chair Dorn.
Academic committee, no, faculty committee things are due Friday. So if you are interested in being on a faculty committee, you can see Jonah send an email sometime. I get a lot of emails, sorry. There it is. And you just fill out this dandy form really quick, and these are all the different committees, and as it was discussed earlier in the semester, we want to be connected with these committees, so it'd be so cool if we were all on them, and they're kind of fun. So yeah, and that's Friday, and tell other people about it, because no one knows about them, and you all have friends,
allegedly.
I assume. Allegedly. So, if maybe I'll forward this to Gabby and she can, Administrative Director LaVon, and she can send it out as well, just to make sure we have that. But I yield.
Co-President Alona Vidalis.
Yeah, just want to say everyone have a nice break. Good reminder. Take care of yourselves. School's about to get harder. And yeah, just a reminder, like, we only have, like, what is it, like, 38 days left. I don't know. So start thinking about things you want to get done before we end the school year. Anything you want passed. Heard the Constitutional Convention went well, so I'm just going to go ahead and say executive decision. We'll have the final draft by next Monday, and we need to approve it and pass it and get through with that referendum. If there are no more senators that have any opinions on that, like last comments, send out an email. By next Monday, we're going to vote on it. We've been pushing it back too much, so I think we should just go ahead and get started on that. And, yeah, everybody have fun and have a good break.
Squad, roll out.
And if there are no more announcements, at 8:05, the meeting is adjourned.